May all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the cause of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May they never be separate from great happiness, devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in great equanimity, that is free from attachment and aversion. Usually we take refuge to three jewels. First and then second, we raise bodhicitta, mind of bodhicitta. That is means we have this great aspiration that in order to help sentient beings proper way, we should attain enlightenment. So, because this is normal people, they don't think of all sentient beings. Even some people can think of humanity or one country is already great aim. So, but in this Mahayana tradition, not only we are keeping tradition, but there is a reason why we should keep our aspiration. Sometimes people think, on behalf of all sentient beings, we need to do something. It's kind of helpless, or not practical. Even you can help one single being, it's very difficult. Why you kind of praying or wish to help all sentient beings, that is seemingly impossible. We are not looking for this temporary, immediate kind of a situation, but we are saying since we have a beginningless lifetime until when we reach enlightenment, there is an exit or there is an achievement of enlightenment, state of avoid illusion or ignorance, the conquer of ignorance is possible. So it said, knowledge and wisdom, jnana, or the Sanskrit words, it said, the illusion or confusion and the wisdom is, it's difficult to achieve. You may take life after life, but also it's so close or it's possible. We can be in this life achieve enlightenment. So then we have a reality. Attain to the reality when you have this capability or you are on that state of mind, then you have a new kind of a reality, new scale of understanding of everything. So not confused and difficult anymore. That's why we pray for all sentient beings, because of all sentient beings. Another reason is all sentient beings want to avoid suffering, want to achieve happiness. And also, it's important to not only we know each other or we have some kind of present connection with the other sentient beings you think of. But all sentient beings once upon a time came very close, dear to us. So we already in life after life, this time we kind of ignore and forget some very dear to us today. In many years ago, they may be a stranger. Also, all connection is already there. From theistic religions point of view, they will say we all are children of God. This understanding is important. But for like Buddhism, non-theistic religion or our philosophy, we say we all have a potential to achieve enlightenment. And also we have once or many times actually said become close relationship, like for other mother relationship. So it's important to think of others, not only this life, but in past and the future, we all have all connections. We care about their freedom and their happiness. And also you, when you want to, you help others, then we are contributing positive karma, and then we have no more difficult and harming each other. We are helping each other. Each of the sentient beings have a little more compassion and more kind of a tenderness in their heart. Life will be much easier. So that's why we pray for enlightenment, because there are a lot of success and achievement in worldly gain and fame, other things like that. But these are it's temporary, and also not free from, totally free from the suffering. Even you are become billionaire, or you have a very happy life in this lifetime or several lifetimes, but you have no guarantee of all time. So that's why the ultimate reality understand and gone beyond of suffering or transcendent wisdom, go beyond, is very important and that achievable kind of. Once we can be confused, then we can be reversed or gain enlightenment. When there is a suffering, there is a path of going beyond of suffering. So we should first raise our mind to Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Buddha is enlightenment of all example and success of this great achievement. And Dharma is path and methods, and the theoretic guidance and also practice of the path. And the Sangha is the join kind of companion, virtuous friends, which also have a same path and aiming same goal. So we should first think about the moment, what attitude and our motivation we carry on, and also address if we don't have that kind of a vast and deep understanding, then we should kind of change our attitude into that path of to enlightenment, help all sentient beings. This part, because in India, there are different philosophical traditions. It's sometimes said 108 different traditions, 360 minor kind of traditions, and also a few major traditions these are taught. Due to this historical kind of development, so in Buddhist texts, read by many Indian masters like Shantideva and also his lineage, and the other tradition also too, like Nagarjuna and Chandrakirti. These masters have a kind of wrote the other tradition and differences from Buddhist tradition, theoretical view, philosophical views, and the Sangha is one of the major main tradition that holding eternal kind of view, because of creation and also existentialism or the real there is a everlasting quality from the we can say virtuous, and also Atma or Self, and the Creator also involves, because Sangha has a two main traditions. Some are close to the Buddhist view, another more holding more theistic kind of view. But in these in Buddhist emptiness, Shunyata, their teaching of us, Shunyata has a kind of main differences is the Shunyata. Otherwise, in rough level, or gross level, some understanding of all, about all things are compound and impermanent. Things are impermanent. These, you, in, what appear to us is not all reality. And there is a great achievement of about moksha, liberation. These are some idea close to have a in grosser level. They are seemingly close to Buddhist and Sangha teachings. But when you go details, then very different. The differences there are. And this is page 155. And I think we already in verses 126. To those who hold the permanence of particles, we were indeed refuted earlier. This is saying, in other, some Indian traditions, because we already explained the Buddhist philosophical traditions, the four schools of different views we already explained. Similarly, there is a differences between Buddhist tradition and the philosophical view and others, as we said. Really, still, they are believers of that thing. It's like a scientist today, because there are no one kind of the view scientist holding on. But major traditions, they believe the things are existed in real. So although they can go very deep on the true subtle level, by modern technology, they don't find the kind of final statement. I think in many they found many things more detailed than the Buddhist kind of analogical or the concept, more detail, more subtle, more in laboratory, they have more clear understanding about things. Material, these, but we have a rough understanding about things, but very deep, very goes not like in each level very detail. Everything works. We in certain level, I think scientists also using these pictures and those movements, not by not seeing it, but kind of giving normal people, public audience, or giving them some pictures they can easily understand. That doesn't mean they already kind of captured those subtle form. Similarly, what we're saying, there is a general concept, or relatively more subtle concept too in Buddhist kind of philosophy. But these are not mean to investigate all proper way to investigate all kind of material things. But it's, we have a, the way it's impossible in ancient time use, technology is impossible. But by enlightened mind, they understood or, these situation. So they use useful language and pinpointing the situation, and it's for this aim is also to know the reality, and that's used for transform the ignorance and suffering. Modern scientists, they maybe not necessarily have the moral obligation or moral responsibility that carrying with their investigation or research. They're just simply kind of looking more. So it's cause of dangerous also possible for humanity on those studies, but it's important to keep the study and the research carrying on. The research, then the same in the Sangha tradition, which is in the subtle form of particles, they are in Sotantika followers who are saying there's a particle without kind of direction, and you cannot say this particle has a direction, and then the subtle time, which is you cannot separate past, present, and the future. Those two go together and then become the basic form of existence. In Sangha tradition, we're saying that there's a subtle particles that create this. Let's see. It's a cause of the all phenomenon appear to us. But this is already refuted earlier by saying if there's a direction, it's this particle has a direction, then like the 4 direction, 8 direction, 10 direction, these all usually you see in a flat kind of a scene, 6 directions, these. When there are other particles kind of combine or coming to together, the subtle particles can be a compound, and then large form appear, large form of material appears. But when I said if there is one particle and the other 6 or 10 or directions has a more other particles, if they're saying, is there between space each particles? If no space, then particle can merge into particle, then like large can collapse into just one item or one single item. Item like, level, like this collapse happens if in theoretical, or these particles not touching to connect to each other, really touching to each other. So that's why everything changing and merging, and the new particles can kind of form. So other these the kind of big gross level form of material can be kind of appear. But this also in Sotantika view was saying, since there is a directions, then it could be not independent particle. It's a this is a because when you say one particle, then, if this is a, so, without, if there is a location and there is a direction, then can be, further investigate, and because of this has a, different kind of aspect of a direction. So can be divide, can be kind of further, elaborate or investigate. And without the direction, without time, then also difficult to form a large scale of form. Cannot be become mountain and these. So like a zero, number zero, when you put many number zero together, it's still zero, cannot become one. It's like that. So this is they already said before. And then the sanghyas are the ones who hold the permanent party is cause of the heavenly world. Pleasure, pain, and the neutrality, so-called, are qualities which, when they rest in equilibrium, are termed prakriti or something. The universe rises when this balance is disturbed. This is one theory. It's that in Sangha tradition, three virtues which keep balance, then the nature or the cause is there. When the balance kind of shifted, distorted, then all phenomena appears. And also, before that, there is no recognition of these three virtues by form or eye. But then after that, they can see that is from the balance. But then, in Buddhist tradition, is saying three become one kind of a self-existent nature is impossible because they have a three kind of balance or a balanced nature. If there is a three, then cannot be kind of a self-existent reality. So this is a could say they have a cause and the reality, cause and the fruition, two parts. What is a cause if the nature? What is nature is three virtue. And then what is the result of our these phenomena we'll be perceiving today in the world that is said it's a kind of disbalance, the kind of a three nature of three virtues of the pain, pleasure, and the neutrality. And then this is the same because of this is called this self nature or prakriti. I think maybe this is Sanskrit word for me. I'm not sure, but it's the same three natures in the unity, in a unity, are disallowed. And this prakriti is without existence. These qualities likewise do not exist. For each of them indeed is a three. So then since we are talking about pleasure, pain, and the neutrality, then we cannot say these are unite. These are have a nature of a unity in their existence, because they have each have their own identities. So you can put three things together, then we cannot become a one name, just a label, and we can say these are designation by people and by pointing. Labeling names, but they cannot say they are, have a long-lasting and kind of single true exist by themselves, because everything with the kind of without one, they are changing. Everything is changing because they have a kind of multi compound elements involving. So when you say this is a eternal nature, but they have as three kind of qualities, then it already kind of distribute. No, it's already refuted by themselves, if you claim by this way. Yeah, this is a, when you think of this also too, because when you say pleasure and pain are two opposite kind of elements, or the opposite contain the opposite meaning, pleasure and pain, then how you can say the pain, pleasure, neutrality can be one, because it already existed, a kind of opposition or contract, the kind of elements already there, contradictory kind of concept. If these qualities have no existence, things like sound is very far from plausible. So I think we'll continue to read two more. And cloth and other mindless object cannot be the seat of a feeling such as a pleasure. But you say these things possess the nature of their cause. But have we not investigated things already? Because this, I think, in this book, how verses separate is very little bit different from our other tradition, but the meaning you can read through it, how you kind of put different verses together. Some have a little more. This put all like four sentences in one. These are stanzas. So put in some explanation, they can separate these stanzas and then give it kind of more further explanation. Because they in Sangha tradition, they said they have in the causal level, they already have they believed pain, pleasure, and the neutrality is directly caused by the things, which is also fundamentally rooted in these three virtues. The pain and pleasure and the neutrality, how become like how we rely on these. For example, if we dress clothes, then we felt warm, and if we eat food, we felt kind of full of satisfied. If we drink water, quench thirst, like these. So material things have the elements of this pleasure or pain and neutrality. These contains these qualities. So keep the balance is very important, to keep balance, and without the balance, everything kind of a disorder. When it's balanced, this happiness or this curse. So they have a 22 different, this self nature and atma, and also the greatness, or three elements, or three ways about talking about these threes. Then the creator or self, nature of self, these are the mother of the other two, like Atman and the greatness of that, everything can be pure. So, and then because they have a one kind of a single unity and have three natures. And this is, we already said this is a contradictory towards eternal kind of concept. It said, if we're talking about the three virtues, then the pain, pleasure, and then neutrality, then we cannot say there is a self, self nature and eternal existence. If we're talking about eternal, then we cannot say these kind of contradictory three are also the cause or the balance of the eternal, or well, not the cause of it, but the nature of the eternal. So when we say cause and the reality, fruition, cause and the causality, we cannot say cause and the result or fruition are one. If there has a kind of a because of this is a cause and the result and kind of two levels, two aspects, or we can say phenomenon and natural phenomenon, that kind of relationship. These traditions were saying when things before pain become a fruition, the causal level already have the kind of a result, a quality of result, or result already hiding in the cause. So everything that appears to us, including happiness or pleasure, pain and neutrality, these are also in the nature of itself, self-nature or eternal, already have these. And that means cause of all phenomenon appears to us, including material things, food, clothing, and other things we use, tools, also can be have the causal quality in causal level. Otherwise, we cannot squeezing sand to come out of it oil. These are without the cause inside of the seeds, or the resultant, the result, fruition, without fruition in the cause, then what is came is impossible. So then, Buddhist kind of argument is saying, when you say these, including this feeling of three type of feelings and also material things, are also in causal level, they're already in the causal, seeds of causal level. The resultant will be kind of a came. Normally we accept this concept because there is a cause, then certain condition, then result came. But if you have a more detail to think, you said, which is a neutral, these are contradictory cause. Is that possible to say, these kind of contradictory cause in one, cause? And then also when we say material things, also in the self nature cause, God created everything, for example, including kind of intelligent on everything. Then it should be say, material things, lifeless kind of material form, also caused by God, also then these don't have the pain, pleasure and neutrality, these understanding, mind. So then it said, why these become a cause of a, happiness, as we said before, this is because when you use this material by kind of sentient beings, then they're going to have this happiness and then suffering or pain, pleasure and neutrality, these feelings. It said that pain, pleasure and the neutrality feelings are not to because of this facility and the material elements can produce alone, or it's not primarily rely on this. Because when you say this material individually pinpointing anything, for some people you don't have a proper clothes, but you can be very happy. For some people, they have everything, but very sad still. So food also same. Some people maybe not have those luxurious food, but very basic, simple. Some people are even eating very wild fruits and or leaves, but they can be very peaceful and live with it in balanced mood. For some people, eating very like kind of a high-end restaurant or things, but full of anger and cannot sleep on the good, like a red wood beds or something. It's like they said, when you say eternal or this, then without this, you can be lost directly happiness, or your happy will be kind of a permanent, because it's a kind of permanent qualities there in the course. But you see, things are changing in permanence, and everything by normal perceptions, you can see, you can experience these, not totally rely on these material cause. So for this, it said also already, we already, but you say these things possess nature of, nature of their cause, but we have we cannot investigate things already. So it said in a causal ground, causal level, they already have a fruition. This, what they were saying here is say, although their phenomena are compound or coming elements coming to rely on other force, other phenomena, but these elements have their own kind of a existence. But in Buddhist teaching, often always say these elements themselves also no real existence. Although we say things are compound, that the compound elements, these elements itself also compound, also kind of not real, or real in their existing by their own force or nature or ability. So that is a difference, many differences. Although we are talking about the cause and the result and fruition, but the causal level, result, fruition level, there is no, anything is intrinsically rely on their own nature, the existing way of these, or these things are not. For you, the cause is pleasure, pleasure and like, and yet from pleasure, cause have never pleasure, rather is produced from cloth. If this is a non-existent pleasure, likewise, as for permanence of pleasure and the rest, well, there is a thing that never been observed. So, and also saying, this is a saying, sentient beings and material forms, all caused by the nature, self-nature of this existence. And then when you say pleasure, pain, pain, pleasure, or neutrality, these also disorder came from the self-nature, then how you say, like put these two sentient and non-sentient things together, and then have this particular kind of a nature that can produce happy, the kind of feel pain and pleasure and these feelings, and then without can these quality sentient beings or beings cannot feel for happiness and this. So we say these different feelings not rely on the forms of material things, by their own roots, there is a kind of all feelings. These are temporary kind of cause and the conditions comes, but not really came from source of these material things. Because this, given some details about the clothing of these, saying this is a cause of the pain, pleasure, of a feeling of a neutral because of these, what you contact or interact towards these material things. But in Buddhist understanding, these forms have no real existence. Then if there is a real existence, how pain, pleasure, and neutrality can be changed? If you say cloth can give you a pleasure feeling, then how kind of you have a fresh moment of a cloth, when you get it, you feel pleasure, but after that you feel normal, neutral, and eventually become smelly or something, then you, or you got a new one, or you have kind of broken it or something, then you have a different attitude. When you say eternal, and these can cause you permanent, long-lasting, never-changing, self-created or self-kind of managing these self-created kind of a long-lasting nature quality, then it's against our normal experience about saying they have a nature of a happy pleasure, then you should be permanent happy, but it's not like that. We have a immediate dislike or like temporarily dislike temporarily these feelings, so you cannot say they have a cause you happiness. And of course, relatively, we can say temporary may they cause you some feeling and plain pleasure too, but they have a no eternal kind of essence in these. And if pleasure and the rest are manifestly present, how come it that they are not perceived? And if you claim they are taken in a subtle form, how this it that they are both gross and subtle? Those are three qualities: pleasant, unpleasant, and neutrality. These have. If we're talking about eternal, then three already kind of some causing some contradictory. But in furthermore, if you say happy, and then you have a shifted in your neutral feeling, and then unpleasant feeling when they are doing this. We can talk or taking as an example, for example, happiness or pleasure. If pleasure is there for in self-existence, they have a long-lasting kind of existence. And then it should be ever, any time you should be happy. But when we feel sad or when we feel counter with some suffering or other things, we lost our happiness. Then in other, the Sangha tradition will say, this is not because you lost the happiness, but it's a kind of a reduce the levels of happiness, and then another unpleasant feeling was more present in you. This is a gross and a subtle kind of differences. And then it also said, if you, this can be reduced, and another will be gross, become more present, then also can be vanished because of these egos more and more, then they cannot say, you cannot say these. Let's say, neutral feelings are not anymore because of these pleasant, unpleasant feelings. Or pleasant feeling very strong, then that means you're diminishing the other kind of feelings. So these three seemingly cannot say they're in the cause already in permanent kind of in internal way to have their existence. If core arises, the resonance is resonance is abandoned, subtly assumed, subtly and grossliness, both lacking permanence. So why not grant that in this way? All things possess characters of transcendence. So when you say long-lasting and ever kind of present, remaining, then these large and the small become strong and weak and more present and kind of out of the range of these cannot be happen, he said. If there is a self nature existed, so then can be everlast, or all the time they can be present. You cannot definitely cannot say this is a they can be reduced, because this is, if there can be reduced, then this nature can be changed. They have a kind of raising and ceasing and coming and going, and also present and not in the present, or sometimes it's one, or sometimes it's multiple form or existence, then this means they are not eternal, lasting, kind of everlasting things. Then the, what is the means of creator, if that is not only kind of a present, then we say sometimes he is present, sometimes he is a creator, sometimes he is not in present, sometimes he is not a creator, then it seems not right. So it's a, this changing from and also reversing or the exchanging these qualities, that means they are not everlasting. There is no self-created or self-creation. There is also the nature of everlasting, the eternal nature. If you say these pain, pleasure, and neutrality, these are changing, but the creator not changing. Then if you say the partial are changing, but collectively they are unity, are not changing. The parts changes, unity also changes. So we cannot say this way. Because things are changing, sentient beings are changing, then what is it, the form of, the cause of this form, cause of these sentient beings, also can be, also should be the impermanence, and changeable and not everlasting things. If the core is an aspect, is none other than the pleasure, it's clear that pleasure itself is impermanent. If you claim that, what does not exist in any case, any sense, because it has no being, cannot manifest. So from this they're saying self-creation, that is a kind of a, this caused by before that cause. It's a, there's a cause, but this cause is real existence. This fruition came, and then because this, there is a cause, and then similarly cause, it's real. Cause are the permanence. These we should kind of devoid all this view. This is from the Sangya tradition or the view. They said everything has a, every result has a cause, and we should admit or recognize there is a in causal level, the creation have a, the seeds of creation is in the cause, or result is in the cause. If the result is not in the cause, everything cannot be born or exist, can manifest. And because they were in causal level, they are not so clear, doesn't mean they are not existing. So this is a general, that there are problems. You can say the, everything relatively, you can accept some cause or conditions is there. But this also, let's see, resulted in the Buddhist view of saying is any result is, can cause. And also cause, also the result of the previous kind of a condition and cause and condition. So there is no permanent cause and the result creation. These are always changing. It also can be cause and also can be creation. And then these have a no kind of a long-lasting cause. And then only cause, there is no only cause. You know, there are many factors are coming and going. So anything when you say cause and creation, but when you say creation is a permanent, cause is permanent, only cause, only creation, then it's kind of falling into eternalism, and this is a not a kind of way to in Buddhist teaching. There is no like that way. Otherwise, when you say, they say, this is, you rely on this cause, of course, you can understand. And then, although you have denied the birth of things, and that, that did not previously exist, it's a, this that you are now saying, but if you result exist with their cause. Those who eat their food consume their excrement. And likewise, which, likewise with the money, they would spend on clothing, let them rather buy the cotton grains to wear. But you say the with the world is ignorant and blind for this taught by those who know the truth. This knowledge must be present in the worldly too. And if they have a, they have it, why do they not see? And then, one more. If now you say that what is the worldly see no validity. Worldly see has no validity. This means that what they clearly seen is fossil. Then also arguing about the when cause and result, the relationship of cause and relation, fruition. When you say causal level already have a seed, the fruition, then Madhyamika, this tradition, will say this is impossible because they are not different, not same. These have a kind of a special kind of a connections, but not like they already have a fruition in the cause. And then if you have this kind of achievement of seeing the cause has an operation, then why don't you accept the operation or you wear the cause? That means they're using this maybe not very pleasant language, of course. They said, if you are eating food, actually you are eating excrement. When you buy clothing, you should wear the seats. And these are kind of way saying this is a theory. So if you cannot, you should have a not everybody. If you believe it, then doesn't mean you can do it. But for this, or especially teasing out saying this is impossible to achieve what you are saying. So using this language. And if you say, oh, people are full, they cannot see that seeds have caused the fruition. You already know in the seeds have a cotton seeds already have the cotton in the core. So then this is said by your kind of a lineage masters or saint. Then should the kind of normal people have this experience or accept these views? And then why we do cannot see the cause has the fruition already? If you said this is because normal people have no wisdom or they are fool, and then he said, this can be saying we don't have a kind of valid understanding of things, normal people. So who people who knowing things and see things. Then he said, normal human beings or these are have a moral wisdom cannot see the causal level already contained to see the result of fruition. Then what a normal human being seeing is all become like a fossil, no validity. Then you were almost claiming saying only saint or normal people cannot have the ability able to understand these claims are cannot understand, since we do have these capability to in dualistic world cause and result fruition is in dual kind of a concept. We do have a ability to understand this. If this is what we cannot understand, then what we see in everything is a kind of fossil, and no, not such a meaning. Then we are no ground or talk about a lot of the causal and the fruition level things in relative. Things are relative. If we are out of ability, what we are studying and arguing or debating about, these are meaningless. And if you ask, there's no validity in a valid knowledge, this is not all that is assesses a false, and therefore it become unattainable. To meditate on voidness, ultimate reality. This voidness, also selflessness, is. So it said, if you say subject, the human beings, the who seeker or able to investigate, and also phenomenon that they were kind of investigating, and those both invalid. So it said validity, no validity on the valid knowledge. And also, then what you detect or what you investigate, also the result is false. You are fundamentally confused. Subject and object both have no valid kind of subject. When you subject the experience invalid, then what do you kind of experience or investigate also have a no guarantee to carry the seeking of truth, but you don't get the reality. Then you say, they have another question towards middle approach. In a Madhyamika will say the mind itself has no essential reality exists. Mind also compound and they have a ability to know its one quality. And if you investigate mind, then essentially there you cannot find any kind of existence. So this is called emptiness of the mind, also emptiness in person, emptiness in phenomenon. These you cannot find. Then we'll say, why we have the ability to see and to hear and know, and then this is said the emptiness doesn't mean non-existence or nihilism, that kind of view. We'll say nothing. We are saying, what we are saying is there is no particular position, location mind can you can locate it. The compound temporarily is associated with this body, but if you each body part you can find, investigate, try to find, it's impossible. Also, with mind stream, go with time stream, time kind of a so. But you want to find in any time, say this is a mind, this is a kind of a. If you try to find, it's impossible. So the secret of the mind is like that awareness and emptiness, union of awareness and emptiness. But if you other eternal holding of eternal views cannot understand this, will say, if you sense you are saying there is no mind, this is not a creator gave kind of a blessed or created. Then how you can say your understanding by this non-recognized or teasing out, or not recognized, not really independent, long-lasting, self-managing kind of a existence. If these elements not there in quality in mind, then how you can say your understanding and your projection, perception is real. And well, this validity, where it comes from, this validity, is that in a relative world, only have a relative understanding. So it's a subject and object giving a rise of a certain phenomenon, also seeing. It's like illusion. So in Buddhist, they will say, it's like a dream, like a mirage or illusion, like a light and a moon in the water. So what you see in reality, there's a functions you can find in out. There's a certain function or like a math or logics and the physics or other and medicine. You can find these, but this is in a relatively level. We are saying no relative kind of a existence, no need to have an absolute kind of a existence for their own. No need to eternal kind of quality, possess eternal quality in order to exist in a phenomenon, relative phenomenon, because everything is are moving and changing. So in this level, this is by certain causality, not the eternal causality, but it's a kind of a emptiness rises from emptiness or phenomena. These so other things happens also same. Let's see. If there is no object for analysis, there can be no grasping for non-existence. And so deceptive subject of whatever kind will also have a no existence equally deceptive. So when you say there's a, even Buddhist will say there's a non-existence or emptiness, this is also relative kind of form, fair phrase that we use for people who have a holding eternalism or real existence. Then you say, in order to address the misunderstanding, then we use the emptiness phrase of this or knowledge of this understanding. But since there is a no real, is the long lasting or eternalism, eternal kind of existence, self-natured existence, then emptiness also no need to hold. Once you address your wrong view, then no more need to claim on emptiness. So once say non-existence, you claim is a kind of extra burden. You shouldn't carry on this non-existence kind of holding, because non-existence is based on we saying some people claim there is existence, so this theory and the way of thinking and teachings are merged. Once people recognize there is not originally that this is a misperception, self-existence and eternal, then this teaching of emptiness and devoidness is also kind of a useless. Or when you're saying you have a one stitch needle or pointing to, oh, let's see, when you have a, you can say maybe this way, let me check this words, I don't remember. Thorns. Yeah, once you have a thorns in your skin, then when you use another thorn to teasing out, then they both no needed. Or there more furthermore explanation here. When therefore one in one's dream a child has died, the state of mind that think it has no more, it is no more, splints of the thought that is living, that it is living still, and yet both thoughts are equally deceptive. So when dreamed had a born in their dream as a son or child, and then when their child born, they were very happy, and when they're dead in dream, they are very sad. And then when if you don't know, then you have this happy and sad feeling. But when you know, when you're dreaming, you know this is a kind of a wrong perception. There's the impossible, I have a son in dream. You recognize the dream, then you are beyond of this perception, a deceptive kind of a thinking. So then you are no more burden. So similarly, when you are beyond of exist, non-exist, born and cease, and coming and going of these, you have a gain freedom beyond of these. So these quotations have a similar quotation in different sutras. It's a samadhi, king of samadhi in the sutra also quoted this. And the Akama sutra also too. And then, therefore, as we see through such an investigation, nothing is that does not have a cause, nothing is exist in this, in its cause, take one by one or in the aggregates. Then it said, when you investigate, and I think we're going to this have a, one more. It said, once you understand all knowable phenomena not out of a kind of a cause, and also there is no reality or real existence in every cause, and these are just kind of a designated perceptions that labeling all phenomena, this comes to together and form a particular form, a particular kind of a appearance. So these have a, you can say, this is a, you cannot definitely say there's no relation between cause and the result. Of course there's a relation. You cannot say this is a, the kind of a solid only cause, and then give a rise of everything. They don't have this. So there is a cause, but each have their own kind of a, identities itself, all branches of a cause, they all has all their own identity. And each of these identity also caused by other conditions, causing the condition. Then you cannot say these are came and the present and the going, these. So sentient beings or non-sentient material things, everything is like that. When we say 12 dependent origination, these 12 links of a dependent origination, or life, how life formed by this material body, and also the internal cause, and then these 12 links, ignorance, action, or karma, consciousness, and then the name, and these form together, kind of body and material and non-material, or you can say mind and body coming together by this designation. And then six sensors, sensory level, come, and we follow these six sensors, five and plus mind. Then we have a engage with external world, and we gain the different feelings and grasping towards something and reject something. For this, we came to more desire or temptation or many other things, clinging, and also other hatred or aversion, these feelings, and then continue cause for the next the future lives of these birth and death, these or craving, this happens for this, some are caused by previous life, and some are present creation, and some are present cause, some are future cause, future creation, and then these past, present, and future has each of a cause and then result or creation. In this for present life, we have also cause and future cause and the previous creation in one. So in this, but these also, all these have a no, each these elements have a no real existence or self nature, no self nature. That's why it said each cause no valid existence. Then you can say no valid, each cause no valid, many valid, valid existence of a cause of a many cannot make kind of valid cause. If you say there are 100 or more elements involving to create a tree, each elements have a no self-existence, then hundreds also same. If you have a more involvement of these elements, doesn't make that cause become eternal or result can be eternal, cannot be eternal. So for example, it's one blind person cannot see outside form of these mountains and river, but then you bring 100 or 1,000 kind of a blind person cannot see things. So it's because it's the same condition. Similarly, it's that everything causal level or fruition level, all these are relative kind of existence, have a more solid, independent existence. So you cannot use this, say, that combine these cause can be, have a solid existence. And then this is the firstly Sangha philosophy claimed, or said pleasure and the non-pleasant, pleasant and unpleasant, mutuality, these have a self nature of a creator, or these Atman, or these related concept has these balance, and non-this balance create every form, and the balance can be moksha or create achieving beyond of these this balanced kind of a chaotic existence. Then I said this is a everything like eternal followers were trying to achieve a single cause, or the supreme cause, supreme God, a supreme kind of a master of a form, or supreme kind of a Atma, these kind of things. And then in Buddhism said there's everything, there's no eternal, no solid, independent existence. So these are the main teachings here. I think our time also today is almost time. I will use a few words here. in also saying Samadhi, King of Samadhi Sutra, as I said, is like what the form appears. It's like although there is a causality in the relative world, everything, but it's like magicians give a rise or use his material, or sometimes it's a kind of a, his ability to give us the audience create amazing kind of pictures, and there's an elephant and horses and cars. These it's like today we've seen some animations on a TV movie is almost like a real animal. They give you drawing this by light and other technologies. It can give you us like the magicians create all these animals. But they have no kind of a when magicians create it and everybody see it, and when magician kind of a play ended, then these ceases. It's like world is like that. It's a elements coming together or compound things appears. Element falling apart, causing the conditions falling apart, then this phenomenon or cease, no more. all other phenomena is like that same. And also said this way, saying every all dharma or all phenomena are illusion, like lacking of the self existence and no ceasing, no born, no ceasing, no coming, no going, the same. And this also all samsara, like not only human being is like that, but also animal realm, hungry ghost, and the hell realms, demigod realm, god realm. These also following their own illusions and having their own karmic image and karmic projections and perceptions and wandering mind, wandering in those level and in those images. And then this is also Nagarjuna said, any phenomenon that is relying on the cause and the conditions that he said is this why this is a he's mean by the emptiness, and also that is also means by designation, you know, like labeling in subject objective kind of a engagement, and also mean by middle way. They said we are not going kind of extreme, saying non-existent or existent forever, or this nihilism or the eternalism, but we kind of in a not knowing these are relative, and that ultimately they have a from ultimate level or ultimate position, they are like illusion. And relatively, there have a cause, these cause also, not, permanent things, but, all changing, and impermanence. When cause and condition rises, phenomena rises, coming together form, and then things rises. When cause and conditions cease, then phenomena disappears. So it's like that. So today, the argument actually not very difficult, but seemingly the language and the way or the understanding is more kind of in some kind of argument or way of argument. So some people like it, some people may not like too much. But there are some points we're saying, one trying to convince people to follow eternal kind of approach, in the, Majjhimika or kind of, arguing that is a wrong view. And then today, our class is ended today here. Dedication prayers. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like the Shamada Bhatra as well, I now dedicate all this virtue following their example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a supreme, by all of victorious ones throughout three times, all of the fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicated to practicing this one, that this merit may all attain omniscience and defeat enemy wrongdoing from the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness and death, from the ocean of existence. May all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of merit and wisdom, and attain two secret kayas that rises from merit and wisdom. Throughout this goodness, may omniscience be attained, and thereby may every enemy, mental defilement, be overcome. may beings be liberated from the ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. Having just said in a Buddhist Madhyamika of this tradition, and our point of view, so philosophical point of view, but we respect other traditions and holding different position in the views. They have their own kind of unique relationship and past life, present life. And also from virtuous deeds point of view, these views doesn't really make that big differences. Because if since as long as we have a compassion, practice of forgiveness, and then this tolerance, this practice, different methods, different philosophy can useful for a different person, not necessarily, it never came to kind of become one kind of a view of a philosophic holder. Humanity have a diverse and very different tradition from, for instance, the beginning of existence, and all continuing, remaining this way. So no, there's no time, say, all people become one kind of a view. Only three people have a different opinion, or they're saying 30 people have a 30 kind of positions. There's the same of these. This is just the kind of a means by diverse. And we know how to respect each other. And Madhyamika philosophy, these four particular unique way of transcending their own mind and beyond of the dual thinking, and also how they explain what is the interdependent rising and shunyata, the emptiness, divideness, or that kind of a unique position. For some people, I think it's a very helpful and fundamentally transcend their mind, transform their mind and understanding, and all barriers, all these burdens all kind of vanishes into that vast and deep understand of shunyata. So I hope everyone have a benefit from this different point of view. Thank you very much.